God says, listen, guard your heart, protect your heart. You've got to keep it. Why? For out of it, out of your heart, spring or literally flow the what? The issues, the things that you face, the issues of life.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Good day, everyone. On today's program, we begin a six-part series from Pastor Bill's teaching titled, Essentials of the Heart. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:23, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Let's hear more. Now, Pastor Bill.
Please turn tonight to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Proverbs, chapter 4. Now, I'm going to be giving you about 1,000 scriptures tonight. And, normally we teach through the Old Testament on Wednesday nights. We just finished the book of Leviticus and fell in love with Leviticus. Amen. And we're going to start Numbers after this series is over. And I'm going to teach a series entitled Essentials. And tonight we're going to look to the absolute essential that we have to have before we can even move forward really in anything in our walk with the Lord. So look there in Proverbs chapter 4, and let's just begin verse 20. It says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the center of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Tonight, I want to talk to you about our very first essential in our series, and that is essentials of the heart. Someone said this, "As Christians, we cannot afford to have a view of the Scriptures lower than that is held by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Amen? Jesus told us, he said in John 10:35, Jesus said, Scripture, the Word of God, cannot be broken. The Bible tells us in Peter that the Word of God endures forever. Jesus said in John 17:17, he said, "Thy word is truth." Solomon, the wisest man, of course, not like our Savior, but the wisest man on earth at that time, he said this in Ecclesiastes 9:3. He said this, he says, "Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil." Boy, isn't that a true word? Full of evil, a person's heart. You know, we begin our study tonight and this first in a series in the one place where absolutely everything begins in our life. And it is essential that we begin tonight with our hearts. You know, the word heart is listed approximately in Scripture, mentioned in Scripture about nearly 1,000 times. It would do you well, and it really would, to go through and study out the word heart through all of the Scriptures. You know, heart is mentioned in the first time in the book of Genesis, and it tells us about the condition of man's heart. It doesn't tell us in the book of Genesis about the conditions of man's mind. In John 13:2, Jesus there in the upper room, it says, "And after supper had ended, the devil put it into the mind of Jesus to betray him." No, what did he put it into? His heart. I'm talking to you tonight about the most important thing in your life. I'm not talking about the heart that beats. I'm talking about if your heart, my heart, and how important, how vital it is. This is our very first essential. If we don't get this one down in our being, then we're going to make a lot of mistakes along the line. So whenever the Scripture mentions heart there for the first time in Genesis, it tells us the conditions of a person's heart, the whole world's heart actually, not the mind, not their attitude, but the condition of man's heart. And it says it was so evil that God said, "I'm going to destroy every living thing," all because of a heart It says in Genesis 6, 5, and the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Every thought, every action that was coming from man's heart was all day long. It was simply evil. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. You know, the word grieved in Genesis is a love word. Because, see, no one can be grieved in their heart unless they love the person that's grieving them. Amen? God loves us tonight. But this essential, the essential about our heart is so important. Remember, after God destroyed the old world, then the new world came into being after the ark and it settled and so forth. Remember, it says that the first thing in Genesis chapter 8, I believe verse 20, 21 right in there, it says the first thing that Noah did in the new world, it says he built an altar to the Lord. And he made a sacrifice. It was a worship session. There was eight people, eight, the number of a new beginning, eight people on the planet. That was it. And they were worshiping the Lord. And it says in Genesis 8 that the Lord smelled a beautiful aroma, a soothing aroma. And the Lord said in his heart, God said in his heart, he says, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Now listen carefully tonight. I'm going to say some things that are going to stretch our faith and maybe stretch your theology a little bit. You know, I've been really pondering about this subject, and I'm not saying I have it down perfect or anything like that. You know, no matter how old or young you are in the Lord, we are all maturing. We're all still growing. Amen? And I was thinking about everything in my life, everything in your life. You know what? Doesn't it really begin in the heart, in our innermost being? In other words, the heart is not only the place of our spiritual activity in man, but that's what the Bible teaches, but it's also all the operations of human life. The heart of man, if you will, is like a seed bed, a planted seed bed. And whatever we water in our hearts, did you know what it's going to produce, isn't it? It's going to bear fruit. Now, are you at Proverbs 4:20? Okay, let's look at it now. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Here it comes, talking about the word of God. Keep them, the word, in the center or in the midst of your heart. And he tells us why. For they are what? Life. Now, this word means they are real life. They are quality of life. That's the life abundant that Jesus has for us. For they are life to those who find them. And watch this. And health to what? All of their flesh. And look what we are to do. That word, keep, it means to guard. It means to protect. Keep above all that you guard. In other words, guard your mind. Guard your heart. And look how we're to do it. With all diligence. That means above everything else, God says, listen, guard your heart. Protect your heart. You've got to keep it. Why? For out of it, out of your heart, spring or literally flow the what? The issues. The issues, the things that you face, the issues of life. Now listen to me. If the most important thing in life is to protect our hearts, Christians. If it is, that means that our greatest danger is inside of us. Amen? Not outside of us, but inside of us. So the heart is the home of the personal life. The heart is the center of our innermost being. The heart, all that is good, all that is evil, if you will. Even though, yes, we're born again, I know. But listen, everything that's there. Anyone have any fear this week in their heart? Anybody have any doubt in their heart? Did you hear a little voice coming out of your heart saying, I don't think you're saved. I don't think you're going to make it. I don't think God's going to forgive you this time. Did you hear anything like that? Where'd it come from? Well, I'm going to tell you where it came from. It came from our innermost being because it originates there. See, our hearts, our spiritual being, our innermost man, that is the real me. That is the real you. That is where the real person is found. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 15:8. talking about our heart tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, talking about the religious people, he said, these people draw near to me with their mouth. They honor me, Jesus said, with their lips. And then he says, but their hearts are so far from me. They're far away from me. Listen to me now. You know it, and I know it, and we need to be honest with one another. Our hearts can be great pretenders. Amen? We can pretend to be worshiping God, and we give the Lord lip service. But the truth of the matter is that we sing to the Lord, but our mind may be down on the ice cream after the service. You know, or about, I wonder if there's a sports game on tonight, or I don't know, or, you know, or did the queen have her baby, or not the queen, but whoever she is, across the ocean there. What is her name? Kate. Thank you. The Lord just, I got it before you gave it to me. Sometimes our words, they don't line up with our hearts. Amen. That's what Jesus was saying. You know what Jesus told the same group? He says in Matthew 15:18, the same religious bunch, listen to what he says. He says, those things which proceed out of the mind, no. Those things which proceed out of the mouth, where do they come from? They come from the heart. And listen to what they do. They defile a man. For out of the heart, listen very carefully, out of the heart, the real person, the innermost person, the home, our home inside. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witnesses, blasphemies. Jesus said each of those things begin in a person's heart. Talking about heart essentials, the most important essential in this series is our heart. Isn't it amazing that the heart, Jesus said, can defile, make someone unclean, contaminate an entire being, not only the person, the body, but even the character of that person. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, he said, from the abundance of the heart, not the abundance of our mental state, our intellectual state. No. He said from the abundance of our innermost being, from the abundance of our real, who we really are inside, from the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. You know what Jesus said? He just said that what comes out of our mouth is an accurate gauge of our person's heart. And I'd say, oh Lord, that's very serious. See, why is it serious? Because out of our heart proceed the issues of real life. You know what? I believe, there's no doubt we have an enemy. And I know he sets traps and he has schemes and all of those things. But you know, really, the worst enemy is ourself, isn't it? When we let fear rule or greed rule or whatever it might be. And here's what I have learned, that every action in our life, every action, even if it's just habitual, every action is a heart action, if you will. In other words, you say, you know, in your heart, you go, you know what? I know what that person said to me and it hurt me. And on the outside, you just say, oh, I love you, brother. I love you, sister, you know, but inside you're going, I'm going to break your neck or something. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense? No. Where did that come from? Didn't come from your mind. It didn't come from my mind. Well, yesterday, this guy he just about ran me completely off into another car there on the freeway. I mean, I was cussing mad. I was saying hallelujah and all those things. If he could have read my heart, what was in there, said, you know what? If I had a junker, I would just come right on into you, you know? No, I mean, I'm joking. I don't mean that. But what I'm saying is that it's our heart. We allow things to rule. You know, for example, being passive aggressive. Where does that come from? Huh? Where does it come from? Well, I learned it. No, you didn't. I was taught that. No, it wasn't. It comes where? Here. It's already in there. It's right here in us. Well, I'm born again. Well, I guess born again people are absolutely perfect and never get into trouble. Don't go to that church, okay? No. Every action is a hard action. Listen to what Jeremiah said. God said in Jeremiah 79, he says, the heart, that inner home, the real us, the real person, the heart is deceitful, is treacherous. And listen to what he says, above all things. Our first essential is the heart. It's the most important essential to get right. So he says, oh, it's above all things, and it's desperately wicked. That literally means incurably sick. Who can know it, God says. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Would you say that even after being born again, and we are, that the heart is still deceitful? There's not a doubt about it. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, I think it's 23:7, what does it say? As a man thinketh in his mind, so he is. No, as a man thinketh in his heart, as he thinks in his innermost being, so he is. And I start thinking about this, how deceitful the heart is, even after the new birth. I was reading Tuesday, that was yesterday. I'm very sharp tonight. Did you catch that? About the person, Morales, the cartel leader of the Zetas. The one that causes us so much trouble when we go down there to Mexico and we have to, you know, wait to see if we can cross safely or not every time we go down because to see if the cartel's not shooting everything up or killing people. This is the person that was responsible for having those people hanging off the bridges and decapitating those young kids. And you know what? You're talking about our heart. You're talking about how wicked a heart can be. Now listen, his favorite thing to do was to bury people alive in 55-gallon drums. Where does that come from? It comes from the heart. Why was that little six-year-old girl that was buried last Thursday here in North Richland Hills that was found on that street wrapped in that tarp and naked from the waist down and bound and all that? Who did that and why did they do it? Where did that come from? Did they learn it? Well, I'm just angry. I hate my life. And no. It came from where? The heart. It came from the heart. That little six-year-old girl, I believe it was in Florida, that person murdered. And where did they find her? Where did he throw her? He threw her in a trash can or whatever. Where does that come from? It comes from the heart. God said, oh, church, his word. You know, the world doesn't say protect your heart. Our educational system and the government, they don't say protect your heart. God cries out to every one of us and he says, listen, yes, you're born again. Yes, you're my son. Yes, you're my daughter. But he says, you must protect your heart. I counsel all the time, you know, with husbands, wives, singles, whatever, you know, it breaks my heart. You know, when a wife comes in and her husband's not there, or if the husband comes in and the wife is not there, and they say, oh, Bill, she had an affair, or he had an affair. He left with another woman, and we had such a wonderful marriage. We were married all these years. Why did it, Bill? Why did it happen? Well, let me ask you a question. When and where does adultery begin? Does it begin right here in the eye gate? No, it doesn't begin there. That's always taught. It's right here. No, that can be part of the problem. Absolutely, the Bible says that it is. Job, he made a covenant with his eyes. He would not look upon a maiden, okay? I understand that. But the thing is this, Jesus told us when it starts, why it starts, how it starts. Jesus said in Matthew 15:19, for out of the heart proceed adulteries, fornications, all kinds of sexual sin. See, it's a heart issue. That's why the first essential is that our heart, we've got to really protect it. We've got to really honor God. Amen? Jesus went on to say, he said in Matthew 5:28, I say to you, Jesus said, whoever, this means married, unmarried, any person, whoever looks on a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Looks upon her. That doesn't mean a casual glance, okay? That means to look, you know, to, in other words, you're driving your car, right? And you're driving down the street and all of a sudden he or she, and they're just a knockout or whatever. And you know, you glance and you go, wow, and you drive on. Now that's not adultery. If you keep looking in the rearview mirror, now that's adultery, okay? No, you understand? No, we have to be careful. Why? Now listen to me. The eye is connected to the heart. Do you understand? The eye is connected to the heart. Why does someone look at that? Why do they desire that? It's not the eye. It's the heart. It's what is in a person's heart. You say, well, Bill, we're born again. Thank God we're born again. Hebrews 8:10 says that God has written his laws, the word of God, on our heart. Amen? I'm so thankful for that. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that we are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things become new. I'm thankful for that. 2 Peter 1:4 says that we are partakers, sharers, partakers in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in this world through the lust that's in it. Yes, those are all true words. And you know what? The Holy Spirit, thank God, is transforming us right this minute, 2 Corinthians 3:18, and is also conforming us into the image of Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. I thank God for that. But you know something? The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 24:7, God says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. You know what that means? You say, well, Bill, that's for Israel. It's for you and me too. The word to know the Lord means not to know about the Lord. So whenever our hearts know the Lord, it's speaking of intimacy. It's speaking of fellowship. It's speaking of koinonia. Amen? And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:22, it says, talking about God, how he has sealed us. Remember the seals, that pledge of, we talked about Sunday in Revelation. It's our pledge of ownership, of protection, security. It says, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts. Not in our minds, in our hearts as a guarantee, that down payment. I believe that when a person is truly born from above, we are eternally secure unless there's someone greater than God. Amen? My Bible and your Bible teaches us in Philippians 1:6 that he will complete what he started in us, that good work. I love that. But listen, I'm talking about the heart now. You know, it says in Galatians 4:6, it says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, Jesus. Where did he send it? Listen carefully. Into your hearts, into the real you. That's the essential. He lives in our hearts, Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I say, oh Lord, this is so wonderful. He says, he sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. The born again experience is a divine miracle where we're translated, if you will, out of death and into life, where we become a son and a daughter of the living God, where God creates in our hearts the new man. The old man now who wanted to be on our hearts and rule us is now pushed out of the way. But boy, does he want to rule. Doesn't he want to climb back on all the time? Now, so our first essential is to protect our hearts. Now listen, I feel when the Lord gave me this message, it was like the Lord is, you know, he's so tender with us. He loves us so much. It's like he's giving us a warning in a way. It's like the Lord is saying, the church, the body of Christ, they have let down their defense system. You know, when you put on the breastplate of righteousness, what does it protect? Our hearts. God says, I want you to protect your hearts. Whenever you put on the helmet of salvation, what does it protect? Your minds. Listen, the only way we can stand is having ourselves girded about with truth, the truth of God's word. And God says, I want you to protect your defense system. I want you to protect your hearts. That's why it says again, it says, keep or guard, protect above everything else you do, your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow or spring the issues of life. Now, I'm going to say something. I'm challenging each and every one of you as God challenged me. Let me say something to you. Now, I want you to think about what I'm about to say. You see, I know that we are children of God. I know that we're not perfect. In God's, our position is perfect, but our walk is not. Amen? Okay, so we're all growing in godliness. We're all growing in Christ-likeness. We're all being changed from glory to glory into the same image of Jesus Christ, his Son. Praise the Lord for that. However, I'm talking about our hearts right now. I'm talking about the essentials of our heart. This is the most important one. If we don't get this one, the next time I teach on Wednesday night, it won't be as effective. So I look at this and I say, oh Lord, protect your heart. Because out of it, what? All the issues of life, everything is there, real life, the life that God wants you to have. May I say to you, if we are not having a prayer time every day, if we're not having a prayer time every day, may I say to you, it's not a time issue. It's not because, well, I didn't set my alarm clock. I'm going to tell you why. If we're not having a prayer time every day, if we're not going to the throne of grace every day, let me tell you why. It's a heart issue. Are you listening to me?
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow with the conclusion to this message, so please join us again. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.